Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Okay, we're sorry about that, folks. Apparently, we had some audio issues. We are starting today with the case of Jussie Smollett. And for the benefit of people who do not know anything about the Jussie Smollett case, Jussie Smollett was basically an actor on Empire who decided on one bitter winter day in Chicago. Well, day. It was night. It was 2 a.m. I guess you could say it was day. To venture out and get himself, what he says in the trial, was some eggs. He was actually going to get eggs. 2 a.m, Jussie Smollett is going to get eggs at some store that's obviously closed. Well, naturally it was closed, so he decided to go to Subway for a tuna sandwich instead. And what does he run into on a snowy, bitter 2 a.m. early morning in Chicago? Two Trump supporters. Dressed in MAGA hats, carrying a noose and bleach, who instantly recognize him, despite the fact he had to be bundled up, make racial as well as homophobic slurs, inform him it's Trump country, and basically try to lynch him. Well, when he comes out with a story, the police know something's phony. And the reason they know something's phony is, A, who says it's Trump country in the middle of Chicago? That's not Trump country. Two, why would anybody be out there at 2 a.m. just hoping against hope that somebody comes along that they can set upon? Does that make sense to you? But further than that, when the police show up at Jussie Smollett's pad, he still has the noose around his neck. Now, if you were attacked by somebody, and they really did put a noose around your neck, I would assume the minute you got away, you would tear that thing off. You wouldn't leave it there and say, well, I'm going to leave it here for the police to see. No, that doesn't happen. So we all knew that Jussie Smollett, it was very questionable what happened to him. Then two brothers come out and say, well, we were hired to fake beat him up. He told us he wanted to negotiate a better contract and help his career. And he thought if he taped something like this, he would get sympathy. And so he paid us. And maybe bribed us a little with, maybe I can get you a future role on the TV show or something. So now his trial begins. Now let me tell you something. You are innocent until proven guilty in this country. However, it does not take a rocket scientist to see that there are so many holes in this story, it looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. His defense is now shifting from it never happened to, well, it happened, but these two brothers were career criminals who set my client up. They set your client up. He paid them. They have to cancel checks. He was stupid enough to pay with a check. Jussie Smollett did everything wrong. And while you can say, oh, well, you know, he was trying to further his career. He was hoping to get a little publicity from this. Any publicity is good publicity. How many of rappers are told by their record companies, go get knocked up on a minor drug charge? Because if you have a minor drug charge, you're going to look street cred. You're going to have street cred. You're going to look credible. Believe me, it happens. No, it's more than this. See, Jussie Smollett also wanted to do two things. He wanted to stoke the flames of racial division. He could have claimed he was attacked by anybody. It still would have been sympathetic. How about if he just said, I was attacked by a gang? A gang attacked me and tried to kill me. Oh, no, that's not good enough. You see, it has to be white supremacists. It has to be Trump supporters. Otherwise, you don't get that much sympathy. I want you to think about that for a minute. So he thought he would be big man on campus because those horrible, terrible, evil Nazi and white supremacist Trump supporters who basically don't exist, he proved existed. And he was going to do it even if he had to make them up. He got on television and cried. CNN, MSNBC said, what do we tell you about those Trump supporters? See, this is what Trump is bringing to the country. This is a man who did tremendous damage to race relations. He did tremendous damage in a political way. And this is not something that you just brush off your shoulder and say, well, I was just trying to get a better contract negotiated for myself. Uh-uh. No, sir. He needs to go to jail, and he needs to go to jail for a very long time. Let me just hypothetically say, what would have happened if someone who was not altogether there in the head, which obviously Jesse Smollett is not for doing this, but let's say somebody a lot more violent said, well, I'm a Jesse Smollett sympathizer, and damn that Donald Trump. Why don't we take a shot at the President of the United States? What happens if worse, he hit him? And this never happened. The left want to talk about responsibility of your words and responsibility of your actions, unless it's them, and then they don't think they need to take any responsibility for anything they say. So it was just a harmless prank to try to get a little extra money in his contract. No harm done, no harm, no foul, right? Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now we'll see where this is going. It's getting no media coverage because it's not going the way they want it to go. Because all their narratives about Donald Trump is falling apart. So let's shift over to the Maxwell case, shall we? This is a case in which the defense is trying to portray Ghislaine Maxwell as a scapegoat. She is going to be punished for everything Jeffrey Epstein did, when in fact she had nothing to do with anything Jeffrey Epstein ever did. Now, if you're going to tell me that this woman was running with Jeffrey Epstein for years and years and years and years and didn't know about his island, there are multiple female victims coming forward saying she's the one who procured us. She's the one who brought us into the fold. But I warned everyone what was going to happen in this case. I said you were either going to find some obscure witness who never came forward and said, yes, I was victimized, until the trial starts. You're going to find some obscure witness or supposed victim who is going to name Donald Trump because they're paid to name Donald Trump. Well, guess what happens? First thing is the pilot to this plane says, yes, Donald Trump was on his plane. Well, that's already been explained. Donald Trump never hid that. Donald Trump said, I absolutely flew on Epstein's plane because when I was in Mar-a-Lago and I wanted to come back to New York rather than to charter a plane, if Epstein was around, because at the time I knew him, I was an acquaintance of his, I would say, hey, if you're going that way, I'll hitch a ride with you. One way from Mar-a-Lago to New York. He never went to the island. Now, you want the proof. There's some girl who says, well, Jeffrey Epstein introduced me to Donald Trump. Well, maybe she did. I've been introduced to plenty of people. The bottom line of the situation is, if you think Donald Trump has anything to do with this or that the left isn't actually paying people to try to make it that way, ask yourself this question. When Jeffrey Epstein was hanging around in Mar-a-Lago and was accused of making an inappropriate motion or saying something inappropriate to a 16-year-old girl, and it reported, Donald Trump had him removed from Mar-a-Lago, never to return again. He had him excommunicated from Mar-a-Lago. Now, if Jeffrey Epstein was such a good friend and had so much dirt on Donald Trump and so much nasty things he could reveal to the media if Trump ever did him wrong, why did Trump do that? Then on top of that, the prosecutor who prosecuted Jeffrey Epstein for the first time said no one would cooperate. All of his friends, no, I know nothing, I see nothing. Only Donald Trump was willing to issue a statement saying this is what he did and this is why he was banned from Mar-a-Lago. He called Donald Trump extremely cooperative and willing to help. Would a man who is extremely cooperative and willing to help be someone who you had all kinds of dirt on? Who could totally destroy your presidency? I don't think so. But I knew the left was going to make this attempt because that's what they do. They try to cover up their own crimes by blaming them on someone else. So I'm sure there's going to be some made-up nonsense, just like the Russian conspiracy theory was all made up. Just like Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist was all made up. Pretty soon we're going to hear, you know, Donald Trump was probably just as bad as Bill Clinton. See, they can't get over the fact that Bill Clinton was caught in a lie. Bill Clinton said, I might have been on the plane, but I was never, ever, never, ever, ever on that island, and under no circumstances ever did I ever meet that girl who said she met me. Well, three or four pictures showed up of him on the island with his arm around that girl. Where's the Donald Trump pictures? You think the media wouldn't have that already? Do you understand that the media went on a four-year witch hunt to try to get Donald Trump for anything, even how much ice cream he ate? Do you think he could possibly have a heart attack? Do you think he's fit to be the president of the United States? Maybe he's insane. Do you think he's insane? He needs a cognitive test. Do you think they didn't overturn every single rock? Do you really think that this mad dog media that was out for nothing but blood from Donald Trump didn't uncover any little tiny thing they could? Come on, folks. Come on. But I knew they'd turn it into this because, you see, there's going to be some big names that are named. And no one is guilty by association. I'm sure I've met people who are horrible people. I had acquaintances. I can tell you right now, I had acquaintances that I never would have suspected in a million years would do anything illegal that actually were not nice people. When I finally got to figure them out. I don't hang around with them too much, so I didn't know. That's the way things go. That's the way the world goes. You work with people who are probably doing things you wouldn't approve of. You probably run into people all the time or talk to people. And when you're a public figure and you're meeting a million people a day and everybody wants a picture and everybody wants to talk to you and everybody's a business, potential business venture for you, you're going to meet a ton of people. That doesn't mean anything. What means something, who was on that island? It means something if you were staying in that area on that island because that's where all the stuff took place other than the private stuff in Epstein's, estates. But everybody knew it was the island they went to, all of these guys, to get busy with the underage girls. So let's just see the flight log to the island, that's all. I can guarantee you Donald Trump's name's not on it. Oh, they'll try to get him on it somehow. He went under the alias of Bill Clinton. Yeah, I'm sure that's what's next. You're going to hear some big names in this trial, or maybe you won't hear them because the media does not want to report it. Because the fact of the matter is this, they all knew it. Hillary Clinton knew it. Bill Clinton knew it. Everyone knew it. FBI knew it. Everybody knew it. They did nothing. They did nothing because he was a billionaire. And he had a list of clientele who were very powerful people. And you could run afoul of some very powerful people if you tried to do something about it. The one person who did something, at least something, was Donald Trump, who banned him from Mar-a-Lago and absolutely 100% cooperated with the prosecution in his first trial. Which, what did that result in? It resulted in, well, you do have to serve some jail time, but here's the way it's going to work. It's not locked. The cell is not locked. It's more like an office, and you can come and go as you please, as long as you're back in by, like, 8 o'clock. Well, what the hell is that? That's incarceration? That's a hotel room. That's who Jeffrey Epstein was. So now we're starting to see how the left does not want to cover any of these type of cases. They want to sweep them under the rug. And if they can't sweep them under the rug, they got to figure out a way to get Donald Trump's name in it. Because their house of cards is falling apart. Oh, Jesse Smollett was a victim of white supremacy. See, there are the white supremacist Trump supporters. Except he lied about it. Except he paid a couple of guys to do the job for him. They're not even white. So now they look like idiots. MSNBC, CNN, all these people who reported it and cried about it and said, this is what our country's coming to, that didn't even bother to say, wait a minute, something smells funny. The dude sitting in his house 35 minutes with a noose around his neck waiting for the police to get there. He went out of his house at 2 in the morning when it was practically a blizzard and snowing and freezing cold in Chicago because he wanted a dozen eggs. And then he ended up going to Subway for a tuna sandwich or wanting to go to Subway for a tuna sandwich instead at 2 in the morning. And there just happens to be a couple of guys standing in an alleyway with a noose and bleach wearing MAGA hats. Come on. Any idiot knows that story stinks. They reported it because it fit their narrative. And that's why I tell you that when we talk about Cuomo, and I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo and his crimes would have never surfaced unless they wanted Andrew Cuomo out of New York. I'm not saying Cuomo didn't do it. I know Cuomo did it. I believe these witnesses. Here's what I don't believe. I don't believe the Democratic Party gives one damn what he did, and I think they all knew it. It's just that they said, you know, he's not as likely a helper as we thought. We need somebody a lot more socialist in New York. We can't go along with Cuomo. He's not left-wing enough. How do we get him out of there? Well, we know what his weakness is. We can just have all these women come out and tell their stories, even though they're true. And he'll be gone. And we can put somebody in there that's much, much, much worse, or as far as the Republican side is concerned, better for the Democrats. And then we find out his brother, Chris Cuomo, who's on the news telling everybody how to live and the morals they should have. Not only has this chucklehead, has this moron, lied about being in quarantine for COVID. Oh, I don't know if you remember that story. I'm in my basement in my house. For 14 days, I'm going to have to forsake my family and my children. But that's okay. There's no price big enough. I'll stay down here for the good of mankind. Except you're running around on an Easter Sunday with your wife and kids, no mask, looking at real estate, bump into a guy on a bike who says, how come you're out here without a mask? I thought you had COVID. And you tell him to mind his own business, practically get into a fist fight with him. And then you have the unmitigated gall to stage a performance where you say, for the first time, I'm walking up the stairs to my basement to see my loving family waiting for me. Then you said, oh, I have nothing to do with anything to do with my brother. I, you know, whatever happens with him, it's his thing. You know, I'm a journalist. I have to stay impartial, except we found out that you're giving him all kinds of advice. So then CNN says, bad boy, you can't do that. You can't have your brother on your show anymore. That's your punishment. But all he did was give his brother some advice, and that's not so bad. After all, it is his brother. What do you expect him to do? Now we find out even more, don't we? Now we find out that Chris Cuomo was writing to Andrew saying, I'm going to dig up dirt on your accusers. I'm going to find out all kinds of dirt on them so you can fight back. And you can paint them as worthless whores who are just out for money or fame. That's what he was trying to do. And he was using CNN to do it. He was using his job and his resources. His brother get away with sexual misconduct. So CNN says, oh, well, this time we got to suspend you. So you're suspended indefinitely, but they didn't fire him. They suspended him. This is a network that has the hubris to actually hire back a man who was so dumb, he was actually in the middle of a segment on video chatting with some of the CNN hosts while he was masturbating. And it got camera was off. So there's some chucklehead whacking his wiener on television while he's trying to supposedly be a credible news source. Can you imagine? Let me explain something to you. if I was ever so dumb and desperate and perverted and weird to masturbate while I'm on a television show because I think the camera isn't on me and it was on me and I'm caught, I would never show my face in public again, much less on television. But no, Jeffrey Toobin from CNN is more than happy to sit next to another CNN anchor while she explains, we have hired him back, but here's what he did. Bad boy. These are the people you're listening to? These are the people you're trusting as a news source? I thought all women need to be believed, except Chris Cuomo's trying to dig up dirt on women and paint them as liars and prostitutes. I thought you're on a class act, except you got a guy who's literally masturbating on camera. You made up the whole Russian collusion story, the whole Kyle Rittenhouse nonsense. And then you have the nerve to post a headline that says, it's been a week since a car rampaged through a Christmas parade, killing six people. No, a car didn't do that. A car didn't do that. A maniacal black activist did that, who should have been in jail anyway because he tried to murder his wife the same way by running her over with a car and was given $1,000 bail. That's what he was given for trying to kill his wife with a vehicle. Assault, vehicular assault, $1,000 bail. About 10, 12 years ago, I let my insurance lapse one day. I was pulled over by a police officer who confiscated my vehicle and took me in. And I had to pay $500. And what did I do? I forgot my insurance lapsed one day. So why is this man out? Because the Democrats do not want these type of people in prison. We had a guy literally say, well, I know that these bail repeal and reform, there are going to be people who get out with no bail who might go on to commit crimes, but in the grand scheme of things, it'll be a relatively low number, so it's actually worth it. Oh, it's worth it. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to the funeral of that 8-year-old boy who is dead, and why don't you tell his parents it's worth it? How about you do that? You know, I've been on this show telling you that these far-left liberals will go to any length. It doesn't matter what length, to get what they want. And now you're beginning to see, oh, a few murders are acceptable. A few rapes are acceptable. Forcible touching is acceptable. Lying about people is acceptable. Slander is acceptable. What isn't acceptable in your world? What isn't acceptable to get your way? What line won't you cross? Joe Biden just had a speech where he said, well, you know, you can't guarantee the toys are going to get here on time. The only person who can guarantee that toys will get here on time is Santa Claus. So how about if you're a little kid listening to Joe Biden make a speech and say, oh, good, I'm going to get my toys because Santa is magic, right? Santa can bring me my toys. The president said so. Except that you're not getting your toys. Why is the president of the United States invoking Santa Claus in a issue that involves basically not being able to get your products on time? To help destroy kids' Christmas. To help destroy another institution, American institution. They want them all gone. They want them all gone. And now we have another COVID variant, don't we? And this COVID variant apparently has turned Dr. Anthony Fauci into the ruler of the planet. I heard him in a speech not only say, I am science. If you argue with me, you're arguing with science, as if he represents all of science. No one in the scientific community disagrees with Dr. Fauci, according to the almighty Dr. Fauci, who then went on to say, well, if I'm supposed to be prosecuted for supposedly lying to Congress when I didn't, then Ted Cruz should be arrested for what happened January 6th. Who the hell do you think you are? Politician? Oh, you're making this political all of a sudden. Your mask came off. Hey, Dr. Fauci, I thought you said we're all supposed to wear masks. Well, apparently yours fell off. And now we see you for who you really are, don't we? You're a political pundit. You're a lapdog of the left. I take nothing you say seriously. Absolutely nothing you say seriously. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You're a phony. You're beneath contempt. And yes, you should be in jail. Because if anybody else lied to Congress, they'd be in jail. And you did. Not only were you funding gain of function research and using American taxpayer dollars to do it through the Wuhan lab, but you lied about it. Not only did you put millions of Americans' lives in danger, if we can believe what you said. See, you can't have it both ways. You say, I saved many lives I saved by helping orchestrate the lockdowns. No, you didn't. You were the one who said you must wear a mask. And then when we get your emails that you thought would never, ever surface, you're telling privately your friends and your buddies who are going to foreign countries and things, yeah, you don't really need to wear a mask. They don't really work. Oh. Then when he's cornered about it, he says, well, I lied about the masks not being able to really help because I didn't want there to be a run on them. I didn't want everybody to run out and buy masks, and then there wouldn't be enough for our medical professionals. Oh, so if I'm to believe you then, you misled the public in a way that would potentially kill them, put their lives in danger because, that's okay. It's only them. We need to save those masks that save your lives for the first responders and the medical professionals. Grandma and grandpa go out without them and die. It's acceptable loss. Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern that everywhere you look, it's called acceptable loss? Oh, it's okay if we let some people out with no cash bail and they murder people. That's to be expected. It's going to happen. But the end justifies the means. I lied about masks. If a few people get COVID and die, the ends justify the means. Do you see the pattern? The pattern is the left knows no bounds. They are willing to push you off that cliff if they think the end justifies the means. So why are you following them? Why are you following to the edge of the cliff, knowing full well they will push you off in a heartbeat? Why would you do that? Now, the one person that we know for a fact in the United States has this new variant, this Omicron variant of COVID, is said to basically have the sniffles. Hey, now, wasn't feeling too well for a couple of days. He's all right, though. He's ran a little fever, wasn't feeling too great, but, no hospitalization. He's fine. Oh, so we're going to close the country down because of that, huh? You know, normally a virus works this way. You get these incredible viruses like SARS and other things, and they're deadly. But then they usually have offshoots and variations that are progressively weaker, not stronger, weaker. That's how they get to be just another common strain of the deadly, and it's serious. And then the next strain hits a little bit weaker, and next strain hits it's a little bit weaker, and before you know it, you're basically just dealing with one more variation of the flu. But they can't have that. You see, you've given them power, and they realize what they can do with this power. And what they can do with this power is stay in power forever. But only if they can keep you in fear. Only if they can keep you locked away. Only if they can control every move you make. You think I'm lying? In Australia, the word was, we don't have any internment camps for COVID patients. It's totally voluntary. If you come down with COVID and you want to isolate yourself, we have these places where you can check in and everybody there is COVID positive and you can isolate yourself away from your family and friends. Well, on the news the other night, the headline is, two people escaped. They escaped from these COVID facilities. Well, how do you escape from a place that is voluntary? I thought it was voluntary. I've never one time in my life been stopped by the police and said, did you just escape the movie theater? I mean, I know you went in there voluntarily, but then you left. Did you escape it? Did you just escape the pizza parlor? Did you just escape the mall? It's not voluntary, folks. It's an internment camp. And if you leave, the police come and bring you back. Like you're a criminal. And if you think it's not coming to this country, that's exactly what the left want. The left is looking at Australia and their mouths are watering, saying, how do we get this much power? How do we do it? We got to do it a little at a time. We got to hurt them in the wallet so bad that we say, well, you can't afford gas, so you're going to have to get an electric car. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? Oh, you're going to have to be a vegetarian because it's just too expensive meat, right? Oh, you're going to have to lock down if we say so. You're going to have to take a vaccine if we say so. Or you won't be able to walk around in public if we do open things up. They take your freedoms away one little tiny bit at a time so you don't even notice it's gone. It's like the story of the dog and the chain. You shorten the dog's chain one link at a time. And by the time the dog is down to one link, he never realized he had any freedom. That's what's happening in this country. Now, word to the wise in the Republican Party. You're going to blow 2020. 2020 is a softball being pitched right down the middle underhand lob. You should be able to hit it out of the park with your eyes closed. You should be able to take the House and the Senate. But no, the Republicans, oh, no, we can't let it be that easy. So what do? They pick this time to challenge Roe v. Wade, the abortion law. And I got a newsflash for you. I'm not a fan of Roe v. Wade either. I'm with you when I say that I think abortion is extremely nasty. I don't think it should be banned, and I'll tell you why I don't think it should be banned, because it won't stop it. You know, just like the left say guns should be banned, well, that's not going to stop criminals from getting a gun. It's not going to stop anybody who really wants to go into the alleyway to get a gun. Well, I got news. You'll get an abortion, too. Someone wants one bad enough, they'll find a way to get it. So it's not going to stop it anyway. It's only going to make it much more dangerous. And it's going to spring up a whole bunch of people who say, I can give you an abortion. And they don't even know what the hell they're doing. What I do think is there should be limits. That you should say, you know, past a certain amount of months, that's it. I mean, the left want you to say, well, full term, 9 months, deliver the baby and kill it. And that's still abortion? That's murder. But I think we could reach some common ground here, and I'll tell you why. Because if you suddenly make it illegal, you have destroyed, absolutely destroyed, any hope of getting independents and Democrats on board with you in 2022. The Democrats are going to use this as a talking point, saying, look at the Republicans taking away women's rights to choose. You can't have these people in power. Can you imagine if they have the White House and the Senate and the House? And there'll be a positive response for the Democrats. There'll be a positive response. You better not go down this route right now. This is something you do once you do have the Senate, once you do have the House, once you do have the presidency. If you want to revisit it, fine. Now, here's what they're not telling you. Even if they repeal Roe versus Wade, it's only going to go to the states and be up to the states. In other words, California can have the most liberal abortion laws in the country, and no one's going to say a word about it. Texas can say we're not having any abortions at all. They're all illegal. Nobody's going to say a word about it. It's up to the states. So nobody's taking away any of your rights at all. They're just leaving them up to the individual state you live in. But that's not what the Democrats are going to paint this as. They're going to paint this as the evil Republicans taking away a woman's rights. And in an in a time when the Democrats have done everything wrong, they have literally destroyed themselves to the point where there was no hope in Hades of them winning anything much in 2022. You're handing them a talking point. You're handing them a chance. And I can't for the life of me understand why the Republican Party would pick now of all times to do this. It's nonsensical. 2022, I'm telling you right now, I've lost my patience with the Republican Party. I've lost my patience with you. Because you know this is going to stir up their base. Right now, the Democrats, or at least their base, have no reason to go to the polls and vote for anybody. I can't tell you how many Democrats I've talked to who said, I wouldn't vote for a Republican, but if you think I'm leaving my house to vote for this bag of crap that we got in the Democratic Party right now, you've got to have be on drugs. I'm just not voting. See, their base has no reason to turn out. The Democratic Party base has been beaten down. They see gas prices going up. They see that prices in the supermarket are going up. They see all of the trouble with supply chains. They see the inflation. They see the writing on the wall, and they say, I'm not voting for these idiots. These are a bunch of clowns. I'm not going to vote for the Republican either. I'm just not going to vote. Well, when they stay home, that is like a vote for the Republicans. Democrats had denigrated their base to the point where this was an easy win in 2022, and now you got them all stirred up again. Now you got people saying, see, this is why we must go out in 2022 to vote. Good job, Republican Party. Good job. Your timing is brilliant. Just brilliant. And you can go on television all you want and say, no, it's not criminalizing abortion. It's just leaving it up to the states. No one's going to listen to you. No one's going to listen to you. Your average person is going to say they're trying to ban abortion. That's not true. It's not true. They just said leave it up to the states. But, you know, pick your poison. If you lose, you know why you lost. Because you always have to do this. This is why I lose my patience with even some of the Republican Party. So, folks, listen, at this stage of the game, here's what we have to understand if we're a common, normal, patriotic American. The government is trying to take away your rights. The government is trying to bombard you with propaganda to the point where your brain cannot actually handle it anymore, and you just simply fall into that must-obey category like the movie They Live. Stay asleep, stay asleep. They are trying to scare you to death with COVID. They are trying to scare you to death with phony white supremacy. They are trying to scare you to death with the Republicans are trying to take away all your rights when, in fact, it's the Democrats who have already taken away most of your rights. Because they understand that this is the only way they're going to be able to win. You must resist this. You must not allow fake, phony, ridiculous, fraudulent news and propaganda to engage your brain. See, because unlike the Democrats, I think you should listen to it all. I think you should tune into CNN. I really do. Tune into CNN and see what they're saying. Because then when you really see what they're saying and you match it with what's really going on, you're going to be able to find out something very important. They're lying. They're blatantly, flat-out lying every single night. Every night. Do you understand that it got to the point where there were Brazilian newspapers who were only really able to get CNN news from the United States who were publishing in their papers that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot two black men, shot and killed two black men? They weren't black. See how easy you can be misled? This is what our news media is doing. They're misleading you. You've got people calling for the military to enforce vaccinations. Do you know what that would entail? That would entail basically military coming to get you to force you to take a vaccine, or if they wouldn't go that far, to make sure that you were on lockdown and were not even able to go into stores. We're not able to work. We're not able to function in society. Basically isolate you away from society. Because a different strain come out that even by the doctor who discovered the strain's own admission seems to be much, much weaker than any of the other previous strains. But the Democrats didn't want to hear that part. They just wanted to hear, oh boy, a new strain. More new regulations. Yay, back to lockdowns. Yay, back to masks. Yay, back to we have to mail everybody a ballot, whether they want one or not. You don't see the writing on the wall? Now, whether Jesse Smollett is convicted of lying about a racially motivated attack doesn't really matter much in the grand scheme of things. It'll be buried in a little tiny, Jesse Smollett was convicted today, and that's it. That's the most you'll ever hear of it. Ghislaine Maxwell, that'll be a little more important. They won't say anything about it much unless the word Trump comes up. The word Trump comes up, which I imagine it's going to come up. Let's see if I have my Nostradamus cap on and see how many times they're going to try to implicate Trump. Because at one point in time, he flew on that airplane. That'll be good for them. Let's see if we can't derail his 2024 run before he does it. Let's see if we can't paint him as somebody who might have been to an island where there were 14-year-olds. Let's not worry that Joe Biden is sniffing the hair of 8-year-olds and feeling up 9-year-olds right in front of news media. Let's not worry that Hunter Biden is naked and running around in front of his underage niece on video and with questionably and suspiciously young women on his laptop that some people say are drastically underage. Let's not worry about that. Nothing to see there. Trump at one time might have gotten on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. Okay. And? Oh, we can run with that. We can make it all about Trump again. Diversion, diversion, diversion. That's all this is. A new strain of COVID lockdowns, diversion. Ghislaine Maxwell trial about to name heavy, heavy players in the Democratic Party as pedophiles, diversion. That's all they live for is diversion, folks. And they've done a really good job. I'll give them credit for that. I can't tell you how many people I bump into and say, I never should have voted for Biden. I really did think they made that whole Hunter Biden laptop story up. I really did think that was just garbage. I mean, that's what they were telling me. I tuned into the news every night and they said, there's nothing to see here. That's just Russian propaganda. That didn't happen. He doesn't have a laptop. That wasn't him who dropped that off. That was a lie. And I believed it. And now it turns out, oh, no, it's very true. Oh, it's also true that he started an investment firm that later on helped to procure a deal to literally have China, not the United States, China, buy a cobalt mine from an American company that just happens to be the key ingredient for electric car batteries. Amazing, huh? Wow, that's amazing how that works. Just a coincidence, though. There's nothing to see here. You see, the real story is Donald Trump eats 2 scoops of ice cream. And that's a very bad thing for a man who might be slightly overweight. What happens if he dies in office? What happens if he gets diabetes? How come he gets 2 scoops and everybody at the White House gets 1? What's the deal with the president? That's the important story. It's not important that Joe Biden lied about knowing Hunter Biden's business contacts. It's not important that Joe Biden looked us dead in the eye and said, I never had any dealings with anyone my son did business with, and now we have pictures. We have pictures that show proof. We have video that shows proof that he most certainly did. No one's asking that question. No one asked that follow-up question. Dr. Fauci literally says every single person, and I mean every person, flying into this country from another country must be tested and possibly quarantined. So the question's asked, what about the people flooding over the border? What about them? Well, that's different. That's a whole different thing. Oh, that's a whole different thing? How's that a whole different thing, you pint-sized half-wit? You're a political shill. It's a disgrace. If anyone should be fired and probably put in jail, it would be Anthony Fauci. Because if you or I did what he did, we would be in jail. If you or I did what Jesse Smollett did, we would be in jail. If you or I did what Ghislaine Maxwell did, we would be under the jail, never to be seen again. Now, they want to portray her as she was just the innocent victim. She was a friend and sometimes a lover of Jeffrey Epstein, but she didn't know that he had a bazillion-dollar island somewhere that procured 14-year-old girls, even though she was there constantly. Let me ask you a question. If your lover and your best friend is doing nothing but hanging around 14-year-old girls all day on private islands, you don't get suspicious? You don't go over to them and say, what's the deal? How come you're with all these young girls? What the hell's going on here? You don't turn them into the police? You don't say, this is highly suspicious and I don't like it. I'm going to talk to their parents. I'm going to talk to the police. I'm going to talk to officials. Oh, no, I didn't know anything could possibly be wrong. What could possibly be wrong? He was just a generous man who was taking 14-year-old girls to private islands for weeks on a time. Could go wrong. This is what the defense wants you to think. She's just an innocent victim paying the price for Jeffrey Epstein's crime, except several of the women who came forward said, well, she participated in some of these sex acts with us, which makes her a pedophile. You see, the strange thing and the thing I don't like about the Maxwell case is some of the women who were very, very, very upfront about their accusations were not called to testify. For some bizarre reason, some of the more infamous supposed victims that has pictures with the president when Bill Clinton was the president and all that kind of stuff, some of those people were not called to testify. And at the last minute, some that we never heard of were, who seems to have weird stories. Now, sometimes you can get somebody to come forward and say, yes, this is what happened to me, only to have the defense tear them apart on the stand and make them look like a liar, and then the jury presumes everyone is lying. You understand? So in other words, if I'm on trial for doing something horrible, and my lawyer says, don't worry, I'm going to hire a couple of people to say you did even worse things, but then when I cross-examine them, they're going to admit they're liars. And you know what that's going to do, Marcus? That's going to make the girls that you really did it to look like liars. So I'll break them down on the stand, and they'll say, yeah, I admit I lied. And then the jury will say, oh, forget it. Forget it. They're probably all liars. See how that works? So I'm suspicious. I don't know if Maxwell will get any time at all. But I know this. I don't trust the FBI. And I don't trust our legal system. If you just mention the word Donald Trump enough, we'll see that you get off. And you're facing 80 years in prison. What do you think you're going to do? I don't trust them. I don't trust the way this trial's going at all, and I don't trust the way it's looking. The very vocal girls who came out first said, no, I never met Donald Trump in my life. I don't know. He was never there. There were girls who were at his private island 10, 12 times said, no. I saw Bill Clinton. I saw this one. I saw that one. I never saw Donald Trump. Now all of a sudden they find one girl supposedly who says, I was introduced to him. We shall see. Just remember this, the whole theme of this show, if you take one thing away from what I've been saying this entire program, please take this away. There is no lengths the Democrats will not go. There is no price they will not pay if they think it is for a better cause. The ends justify the means. They will throw their own under the bus. They will eat their own. They will certainly eat you. They will lie to you. They will destroy you. Because it's all in the name of the greater good to them. And they don't know any lines. There is no morality lines when it comes to the left. None whatsoever. Now I'm hearing that Alex Jones may be arrested. May be arrested for his part in January 6th in helping to incite. Alex Jones did not help to incite. Now listen, I know Alex Jones said some crazy things. You know, the water making the frogs gay and all kinds of crazy stuff. But Alex Jones that day, and we have video of it, was telling everyone, don't get into any conflicts with any police officers or security. That's what they want. They're trying to bait you into it so they can make all the Trump supporters look like violent mobs. Don't buy into this. Do not do it. Remain peaceful. Remain peaceful. That's what he was preaching all day long. But in the fantasy world of the left, that is good enough to say he incited a riot. And he's going to have to pay the price. Because he asks questions. And whether you think he's nuts or not, he still has the right to ask the question. And sometimes he gets the answers that you'd be a little bit surprised. I got news for you. You can say what you want about Alex Jones. And I've said some bad things about Alex Jones. But he's been right more times than CNN. CNN's blatantly lied about hundreds of things. And they're considered serious news media. Well, hell, there's some things that Alex Jones said that I said in a million years would never be true that turned out to be true. Year after he said it, you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not so crazy. Look, it's true. See, the left fears people like that, so they have to destroy them. And they have to destroy them by misquoting them, silencing them, doing whatever they have to do to make sure, again, the ends justify the means, that you don't get any information that they do not want you to get. The only information you are allowed to have is that they deem acceptable. When we had a Chinese defector who worked in some of the Wuhan labs clearly come to this country and say, yes, the virus came out of the Wuhan lab. I worked right there. I should know. Not one single news source would put her on television. I believe Tucker Carlson had her on. And Tucker Carlson said, are you doing interviews with the news media? She said, they won't have me. Now, please explain to me, why wouldn't you have that woman? She's a credible source. She's knowledgeable. She knows what she's doing. And apparently she worked at that lab. Why would you not want to talk to her? But it is okay to talk to some Wall Street executive, say, I don't think it came out of the Wuhan lab. I think it was a wet market. Well, what's your expertise? How come you're on CNN giving your opinion? Okay, for some stock market guru to give his opinion, but when an actual scientist who worked in the lab has an opinion, she's not allowed. Because she might give the information that you don't need to hear. That's the true reason. They don't want you to hear this information. So CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all these other stations, they don't want you to hear it. I got news, Fox is like that too, to a certain extent. Fox just has a longer line of what they will let you hear. But ask anybody who goes on Fox and brings up George Soros how quick he gets silenced. Oh, we're not going to talk about him. Why talk about him? You're going to have to start digging for information, folks. You need to be more engaged. And that includes with me in this show. If you think I said something that's not true, look it up. I encourage you to look it up. I encourage you to fact check it. Because that means you're engaged, and that means you're educating yourself. And that means if I made a mistake, you got my mistake, and then you don't have to fall for what I said. I don't want to mislead you in any way, shape, or form. I'm just giving you some things you should be checking up on. And you should check up on this new variant, because by all account, it is not in any way, shape, or form as deadly. May not even be deadly. And yet here we go with what could be another lockdown. Check up on everything I said about Hunter Biden and his laptop. How come the FBI had a laptop filled with what I could argue is child pornography? Listen, at the very least, if you're naked in front of your underage niece on a video, I would think that's endangering the welfare of a minor, at the very least. FBI just sat on it. They did nothing. They knew it was real. They could have come out and said, CNN, MSNBC, you're incorrect. We have an official statement on this laptop. This is an authentic laptop. It is Hunter Biden's laptop, and there is an investigation going on. When they were asked why they didn't do it, guess what their answer was? We didn't want to influence an election. What do you mean you didn't want to influence an election? That's vital information that the American people are entitled to know. You withheld information from voters. Some 50-some-odd percent who said, had I known this was real, I wouldn't have voted for Biden. So you theoretically changed the results of an election by withholding information, and you're proud of that because the ends justify the means. That's the ends always justify the means for the left, and there is no line they will not cross. All I can ask you to do is do your due diligence. Fact check everything. Don't just listen to one source or the other, whether it's far right or far left. Do your research. Formulate your own opinions. Educate yourself, and they can't take that away from you. If you just let what they say, their psychobabble, go into your head as fact, they control you. They own you. So we all got to do better, folks. We all got to stay informed.